what we've seen is that no instruction on the face of Earth has ever altered those orders of acquisition, or has ever altered the developmental sequences. Learners do not skip sequences because they get instruction. They do not change their acquisition orders because they get instruction. And in fact, in one study, several studies have been shown that instruction has been harmful. Patsy Lightbound did some research in the early 80s in Canada with ESL learners, native French speakers. And in this one particular class, she noticed that this teacher was big on third person S. And also ing, and so this teacher was like really drilling and really working on ing and third person s all year long, and was really killing the students. And what Patsy found was, yeah, they got a lot better with it, but then they started doing things wrong that they had right before. And so she went back and tested them a year later, and found out that a year later they were right back where they were before they got instruction. So it's like those months of instruction they had just kind of went away. Now, all is not lost, but you're going, oh my God, there goes my job out the window. On the flip side of the coin is that there seems to be some evidence that instruction might have some kind of facilitative effect. Not a direct effect, but a facilitative effect, like an indirect effect. Most notably in speeding up acquisition. The claim here, there's actually two claims and they're related, is that those learners, whether they're children, adolescents, or adults who go through some kind of formal instruction in the language, go through those developmental stages faster. They traverse acquisition orders faster. Okay. There's also the claim that's related, is that those who get formal instruction language get further in those developmental sequences. Here's a good example. You might have an immigrant who gets stuck at the I know drink beer stage and never progresses beyond that. Subject, no, and a verb. Where the instructed learners will get further along that sequence. They may not completely sound native-like at the end, but they get further along that developmental path. Okay. The same thing with something like third person S, which is known to be the last thing acquired in that string of morphemes we've studied. There's research that shows that the non-instructed learners omit that or don't have it at all in their speech. The instructed learners tend to provide it or use it more often, if not more native-like in the end. Okay, now,